Blog Talk Radio.
Now, hello and welcome everyone to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm Janet Thornburg, your host, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for full readings. Well, we're about to close another year, and 2017 was very busy. Total solar eclipse that crossed the United States from coast to coast. The constellation Virgo appeared, and it has its last appearance was the birth of Christ. Unstable weather patterns within the U.S. And the U.S. hit a lot with hurricanes and tornadoes. The east and northeast hit with vast amounts of snow just recently. So it's been a very busy year. A little of our cosmic weather, Saturn's harmonious trine with Uranus, still affecting sudden changes. You may have something planned and then suddenly the whole thing changes. This effect is still with us till after January 26th. The effect of Neptune in Pisces revealing deception. I'll give you a recent example. North Korea and China were caught red-handed, not living up to the sanctions. There will be more government corruption to be revealed. And we have to realize that some of this is disturbing. And as our part, we need to determine, you know, it's not what happens, but you can control how you respond to something, how you react to it, and how you react to it affects your future. Okay. So a little bit of health tip for this month. Walking 15 to 30 minutes a couple times a week, beneficial to your health. Stretching in the morning before you start your day, very beneficial. Dr. Oz. All right, I'd like to pray. Heavenly Father, our times are in your hands. Our country and your children and your promise for the future of our children and our grandchildren. Jeremiah 29:11, a good future. Please lead us into the abundant life that Jesus died to give us. Help us to walk in love and faith. We are your children, in Jesus' name. So it has been a busy year, like I said, and, you know, Jesus' disciples asked him when he would return, and no one knows the hour or the exact time. We are, however, given signs to the precursor. And to his arrival, Jesus said, though, he responded with, don't be deceived. Well, folks, that's just what we have been lately, is deceived. Don't believe everything that you read online or some news stations. Just check out the multiple retractions that's been going on. We are truly, truly living in the last days. And it's very important. I do not want you to go into 2018 doing the same pattern again and expecting different, a good result. We have to be open to change. And Jesus, in your name, please give us revelation to receive what we need to know, what we should do and not do. And we thank you for it. We should not enter 2018 with the same set of same old, same old. And we can be delivered from that. Our focus is to control the things we can control, which is our responses. The things we can't control, we need to let go of what we cannot control. The same old patterns, the same old song and dance is not going to work. We need to embrace change and receive transformation. We need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Some emotions we definitely need to leave behind in 2017 are shame. Shame causes you to suffer in silence, and it's deadly. And guilt, with guilt and shame, these are terrible things that people go through thinking God doesn't love them, and God, Jesus loves you. God wants you to come before him free of these emotions. He tells us to come boldly before the throne of God. Jesus delivered us on the cross. Unbelief, which can operate at a subconscious level, that's a tough one. You might need counsel on that. But believe, just believe in him, believe his word. It's powerful. Use it. Decree and declare the word over your life and change will change. Fear is another one, and it's introduced to us in the world daily in multiple doses. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Stand up to it. Read Psalm 23 whenever you're getting fearful or anxious. When fearful and anxious feelings come, read that psalm. Then the last one, ruling over another person, especially in relationships and intimate relationships. Look at the curse in Genesis 3:16. God said to the man and to the woman, you will try to rule over each other. Originally, that was not meant. It was equal partnership. And in Christ, it's equal partnership. We can finally be delivered. Receive it today. Okay, I'm going to start taking calls now. And if you do not want to give your birth date, I only want the day, the month and the day. I don't want the year. But if you would are uncomfortable with that, just take the month and the day and 2018. Okay, I'll do one here. 8-1 is a 9. Add it to 2018. And then that's give me that number, and I'll tell you what we're what you're looking at in aspects. Okay, we will begin with taking calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Daisy. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
What can I do for you? Do you want to give me your...
Yes, my birth date is September 15th.
9/15. Okay, that's all I need.
Yep.
And 2018. Okay. That 15 in the beginning and 9, the ninth month, you have a lot of gifts. And you have a lot of wisdom, and you're accumulating more wisdom, and you're going to be noted for that. The one in the 5 is individual suffering around relationship, and it's a karmic thing, but it can be relieved this year. Can be relieved.
Okay.
And
well,
you've had a lot of struggle up until this point, but this is something that you need to leave in 2017 and know that that cycle, that phase of your life is over. You're going to find the right relationship. That 2018 is two tens. 10 is a power number, so it's double blessings that we're going to receive if you can believe it today and receive it. I mean, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. We have to be receptive. People are good prayers, good affirmation, but they have trouble receiving sometimes.
Okay. So my birth date is
and
not
financial independence. You're going to reach a point where you
good.
Are going to feel like you know you can handle your own life, your abilities, and you're going to land something really good that's going to give you security.
Oh, good! It's about time.
Yes, and the doors have been closing because of fear. Those things that I talked about, those are emotions that are greatly have been affecting us in 2017, and we need to leave that behind. We need to trust God. We need to trust Him.
Okay.
And let our spirit. We tend to, we have to live in this world, so we have to live in this physical life, but you have to be able to separate it. It's like when you go to work, you shouldn't take your problems with you. People
okay.
do if they're really bad sometimes, but we shouldn't do that because, you know, it just distracts you from what your purpose is.
So my birth date doesn't keep me trapped in the same patterns, does it? Because I know a lot of people
it has
are using
to this point. It has to this point till 2017, but that's what you
okay.
should leave behind.
Okay.
Okay, and it's hard when you've had a long struggle with relationship, it's hard to believe that a good one when it's in front of you, and because we're so used to that pattern of mm-hmm. being let down, abandoned,
right.
not equal partnership. God designed couples to have equal partnership. When they mm-hmm. took of the fruit, they brought the curse on themselves. Mm-hmm. It's on us, but Jesus takes the curse off. But the curse will stay an illusion until you refuse to look at that, think that way anymore. I mean, okay, up to this point, yes, all this bad stuff has happened to me, but now it's over. And if you can receive that today and believe it's over, the right things are going to come for you. The right position, mm-hmm. being in the right place at the right time, that's like mm-hmm. the Midas touch, that's golden, and the right mm-hmm. relationship. Abundant life is nothing missing, nothing broken.
Okay.
No more broken relationships. Can you receive
good.
It today?
Yes. Absolutely.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you,
thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Take care. Happy New Year.
God bless.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to get an overview. My birthday is January 21st.
Okay, 121. Oh, my goodness. Okay, one, it means individual, yourself. And the 21, the 2, and the 1, it breaks down to a 3. 3 is a number of a completion cycle. And 2018 is your golden year. It represents the 2 tens, the power of 2 times 10. And the 18, the 1 and the 8, is individual dependence, you know, dependence. And it being financially solvent, it's individual breakthrough where you feel dependent on yourself. And, you know, that's all we really have. We always have God. God is with us. We live and move and have our being because He is. God loves us, and He wants us. 3 John 2 wants us. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. And your soul prospers by what we're doing today, getting together and learning about the things that trip us up. And, you know, it's hard. Jesus said in this world we'd have trouble. But you're going to reach independence. That 9 is an independent. It's also the 9 of Pentacles in the tarot card, which means financial independence. Your dream is finally going to come through. You had a lot of you were tried a lot. 3s are tried a lot. But it's over. If you can receive it, it's over. I don't want people going into 2018 thinking the same old thing is I'm in a rut, I'm stuck. That's what keeps us there. Your subconscious mind does not do anything but obey you. It doesn't edit wrong thinking. And we have to renew our minds to God's promises and the word of work. If you work it, it will work. It's very powerful. And our big job getting rid of 2017 is we need to get rid of unbelief. You can have faith and unbelief at the same time. You don't realize it. It can be at a subconscious level. But if you will do what God asks us to do, and that's just believe Him, just believe Him, believe His word, believe Him, believe His servants that are, you know, none of us want any, God doesn't want anyone to perish. He doesn't find any soul unworthy. So I want you to tell yourself, I'm not going to look at my situation. I'm only going to believe the word given by God's servants and the word of God. And you will be very highly blessed in 2018. Okay?
Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you. And thank you for calling. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's me, Linda.
Hi.
I didn't know you were going to be here. I just went on Keen and I saw your note and I said, let me see what time she comes on. And boom, you're already on. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
My date of birth, yeah, I love you. My date of birth is 2/16.
That one and that six, okay. You also relationship, but not just intimate. It's a family thing too. That seven means you're very spiritual. You definitely have a spiritual destiny. And hello.
I'm here.
Okay.
You
have a very strong spiritual destiny. Seven is the number of divinity. It's seven golden candlesticks on the throne of God in Revelation, seven spirits of God. And you're very intuitive, very, very intuitive. So you got this 20, the power of 10 times 2, and financial independence, and one, you know, through with learning lessons, individual learning lessons, if we can let it go. Sometimes we remember our sufferings more than we remember. We should think on put more energy into what's good. Think about what God's pulled you out of in the past. Think about
what
He's done.
From Keen, I let go already. I've let go. That's why I'm getting spiritually
stronger. That's so good.
Exactly. You're so right on. I want people to know how good you are.
Praise Jesus. I'm good because I prayed, asked God to guide, work through me. I was ordained. I'm 42 years in the ministry in 1975 on Christmas Eve, and that's when I entered. I had my ordination, and it's been a journey of learning and unlearning things that we were programmed to believe. You know,
right?
And listening to the Spirit, yeah.
Yeah,
so you have a good year coming up as well, and you're gonna complete this cycle with your family. You're gonna complete the cycle finally. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna complete the cycle with your.
Oh, okay.
It's a karmic thing. It's a karmic thing. But you're going to complete it now, okay?
That's everything.
Do you need another answer for something?
Yeah.
Okay.
About
your surgery.
What about a relationship for me?
Okay.
Personal relationship.
You've been personally prepared for that. The 16, the one in the six, you have had some bad luck, but been personally, you're right now being repaired, and your surgery's going to turn out good too.
Oh, thank you.
God's going to be, you have St. Michael the Archangel around you, and God's going to guide the surgeon's hands.
Oh, thank you. You just took a big pressure.
Welcome.
God bless you. I love you.
Thank you, too. Thank you for calling. God bless you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Another call here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Daisy? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, it's Kim. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
Okay,
I'm
so
good.
My birth date is February 4th, 2/4.
Okay, well, the 2018 we know is going to be an excellent year. People can receive it. It's a double for your trouble. It's a double blessing. We have been, this year has been busy, like I said, and this Neptune thing is working on what we deny, you know, or maybe won't look at. Some things can be so deeply buried, you just, it's so automatic you don't even know you have it, you know. But we get these things revealed through getting readings, through spiritual guidance, getting together like we do here on the radio show, and you know, worshiping God. And that four being in that 4 day, you could probably overanalyze things. Yeah. Especially, you know, it's okay. You know, we all, there's nobody that isn't, you know, none of us are not flawless. You know, we have we're diamonds in the rough, and we can always use a high sheen and a little more polish.
Right.
Especially the older you get. The older you get, the bigger the makeup bag.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, you're very logical and analytical, and you have finally reached a preparation period, too. You're being prepared for this. You had when it comes to love, sometimes things, logic's not, doesn't always work. It's like logically thinking about something in a natural, supernaturally is completely opposite. Supernatural is like a miracle. So God's a supernatural God, so it may look logically impossible to us.
Uh-huh.
But nothing's impossible to God, and if we walk in love, and I think you've made your right connection here.
Oh, good.
That, but the career, there's something in the career still. There may be a change in that coming up in 2018. But it's going to be a better
Hopefully
set.
It's beginning. Nice.
It's a better set.
Uh-huh.
You know, abundant life is nothing missing, nothing broken. There's nothing out of balance. You're in the right place at the right time. You have the right health. You have the right person in your life, the right career, right everything. And I mean,
finally.
It lines up. Yeah,
right.
Finally.
And that's for 2018, right?
Some of us have been on a long walk here.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have a lot to look forward to, dear.
Oh, good. I'm so glad
and,
to hear that.
And I see continued healing. You know, be good to yourself. The Spirit's telling me for you to nurture yourself, especially, you know, in the area that was injured.
Right.
You know, whether it's a surgical injury. I mean, it's a trauma to the body to go through surgery. Period.
Right. Yeah, because my ankle.
So you nurture
ankle.
That back to health. It really takes a good year inside to heal from surgery. And people just, you know, they're up and going and, you know, but it does. It takes longer to heal inside. And we want to heal from the inside out.
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
Well, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I want to read a scripture to you. It's found in Isaiah chapter 45. And as I read this to you, this is God. This is his word. This is him speaking through me as his servant. And he is speaking this to you right now. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and shatter the bars of iron. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord who calls you by your name, am the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So that's who God is, and that is what he's saying to his people right now, that he is going to, breaking the bars is, you know, is like a prison that we may have ourselves in, knowingly or unknowingly, and riches of secret places. He's going to give us riches. Believe it. Receive it. Okay, next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay, I'll come back to that. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello?
My name is Grace.
Hi.
My name is Grace. Hi. My birthday is December 8th. Hello?
Oh, hello. Okay.
Hi.
Well,
can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
December 8th.
Okay.
Now I got it. December 8th.
Okay. 12 is a number of completion. Like, you know, there's 12 months in a year, 12 disciples. 12 is a very powerful number, but broken down, and it is a 3, and 3 is completions. I mean, and 8 is a number of material accumulation, but it is also a card of education or learning lessons, whether you go to school and get them or get them in life. And so you have completed a large cycle of learning lessons, one with your family, one with your health, one with your personal life. And you're going to conquer those if you're willing. All you have to do is be willing. You know, you have to believe in God. You have to believe that He loves you and that He wants you to walk in love. And whenever I feel like I'm alone or something, I go to that scripture, 3 John 2, and God calls us beloved, and He loves us. If we could just recognize how much He does love us. He's going to heal your family. He's going to work with you. You've been through a learning lesson, and it's still in your present, but it can be gone. I really expect changes somewhere after January 26th. And I think things will be better, and people will be able to see God, because where sin abounds, grace abounds, and we need to learn to walk in the light. And to walk in the light, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we will have fellowship one with another, which is what we're doing on this program, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So we have to walk in the light. And 1 John 1, 5 says, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So we want to walk in the light of God, and dark things come, trials and tribulations come. But if we're walking in light, they will disassemble themselves, and this will turn around. First, we get you to believe, and then you'll see the miracle in your family. Okay.
You mean I need to just now you mentioned about John chapter 1. Is that one?
Yes. Yeah. God is light, and in Him, and in Him there is no darkness at all. There is no dark side to God. There was an angry God in the Old Testament, but Jesus took that anger on the cross. That's when He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because He felt all that come on Him at that moment. And God never will leave us or forsake us. So if we get you healed and believing and walking in the light, your family will come right into alignment. You'll see a miracle. Okay?
So you mean just now you mentioned about January 26th, my life.
You should see a change.
Be
well, I think that's when our real trends are getting better. We still have some, you know, there's a little what they call let the dust settle. There's always a backlash from the previous year till about the mid. January is a backlash month. I mean, it starts clearing away. You know, it starts clearing away. So just hang in there, and you'll see a change, okay?
Okay, and then may I ask?
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking. Okay.
Ask what?
May I ask? I am thinking to buying a low-income senior housing, or I just stay where I am now? Which one is better for the 2018?
Okay, let's look. Okay, it shows you'll have more money if you go into the low-income, but it's going to take courage for you to make that change. And I know that you're staying because you want this to work out, but, you know, I think change is good because I think there will be a better place when your son gets out of his restriction, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
My birthday is 8/26.
You should have been rich by now. But that 26,
I know,
the 26 is, I'm going to explain it. That 2 and that 6, okay? 6 is a number of humanity. It's a number of man. It's a number of mankind. It's a number of physical lessons. And you had a double portion of it, just like the 20 is a double portion for us in 2018. You had a lot to certainly disillusion you. You know, I was talking to somebody that recently that is actually losing their eyesight, so I looked up eyesight and what it meant on a metaphysical level, and it showed that refusing to see something or not able to see something. It could be either one. That's a very personal thing. You could be refusing not to see it because you're overwhelmed with the current affairs and or pain in the body or any of those things. It's hard for a person who's in pain to try to put on a smile on their face. But they got to start somewhere. You know, it reminds me of Jesus talking to the man at the five porches in Bethesda. He'd been there for 38 years, and all he could focus on was the fact that he couldn't get in that water. And Jesus didn't say, be healed. He said to him to rise. In other words, do something. And we learned that we have to, no matter how it looks, if you can't do anything else, just wiggle your toes or make some kind of movement, but go forward. And this should absolutely be a major financial breakthrough for you in 2018.
Okay.
Major. I mean, double. Okay.
Okay.
And God says that when we give, and he means not just money. I mean, I know people use a lot of the money thing, you know. But when you give, it will be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So you got the running over thing big time this year. Just keep the faith.
All right.
And every time you feel like it's hard for you to believe, because we can have faith and unbelief at the same time. Unbelief is very subtle. It can be on a subconscious level, and it can trick you, like the spirit of mammon can trick you. It can trick you and manipulate you, and you don't even realize it, you know. And so we can't beat ourselves up for something we don't realize. We shouldn't beat ourselves up anyway. Jesus got beat up for us. We don't need to get beat up. Just take one of his promises and go to him and say, okay, God, here's this. There's too many days at the end of the check, and I'm not making ends meet month to month. Your word says that you want me to prosper and be in good health. So I'm standing on that scripture and give it back to him. That's supplication. And it's not being demanding. It's using the word as a tool and giving it back to him and said, you said that you would meet all my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. And he's waiting to work his word. So give it back to him. That's what it means by making prayer and supplication. Supplication is making a withdrawal or demand. That word upsets people. Don't be demanding to God. It's not being demanding. It's like writing a check and saying, okay, you have my blessing here, and I need this blessing. So you're making supplication for it to be, and then don't doubt it, and it'll come.
Okay.
You have an amazing year of change.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much. God bless
you,
and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have a happy and healthy New Year, and I thank you for calling and participating
thank
with
you.
Spiritual Perceptions. God bless you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's been a long time, girl. This is Marcia. You know that, right?
I know. I recognize the voice.
I'm glad we were able to connect finally.
I remember
Sagittarius.
Somewhere. What's up, month and day?
11/29.
Well, see, that's a double 11. Double 11,
yeah.
The 2 and the 9. The
yeah.
11th month. 11s is a master number, and it
right.
means they're very gifted people and maybe hard to understand. You know, it's like when you see you have a child that is functioning genius level or gifted level, however you want to put it, you know, that they can be hard to understand sometimes. And,
I can agree.
It's hard for them to understand themselves.
I agree. Won't argue any of that with you, sweetie. None of it.
Okay. Well, debate, huh?
Well, yeah, really.
2018 is a time for us to reach deliverance on things that, like, maybe things that we, like I said, they can be so mechanical that you don't even recognize. That's why we need to observe ourselves and catch ourselves. Once you catch yourself, I've been surprised. I mean, I was doing that, you know, and we're all human. None of us are flawless. But we can expect to be the best that we can be. Always,
right.
always, you know, reach for excellence. And
right.
You've had a lot of family lessons, personal lessons, health lessons. You've really, 11s, my heart go out to them. But if you reach for the high level of that 11, which is mastery, that's a great place to be.
Well, I'm trying, but everything keeps coming
that's
around.
That's all it takes is some effort. You know, when Jesus was agonizing in the Garden of Gethsemane and actually sweating blood, and that can physiologically, that's possible, but that means an enormous amount of stress, agonizing, I mean, putting the body to the, and when his body got put to the max anyway,
right.
The devil tried to keep him from making it to the cross. I mean, he had already lost a couple pints of blood, and, you know, through divine intervention that he even got there.
Right. I agree there, too.
And so that's an enormous amount of pressure. But what did he do? He moved forward just a little bit. And that's what we need to do. And how did he answer everything when the devil tempted him? He answered it with the Word of God. And he mastered it. He's the only one that did it right. He's the only one that's come here and done it completely right. And we need to trust that not by our own efforts, but by the Holy Spirit, we will master everything. I mean, this God's favor is not anything we can earn. You know, God smiles upon us when we achieve. And when we achieve, you know, like education, and we're looking for, he's pleased when we take care of ourselves. And, you know, always striving to be the best that we can be. That's really good. So you can end this too, because 2018 is a year of deliverance if we will accept it.
Well, hey. Right now, I'd like to be delivered from both of my brother's health issues. Our sister, who is a registered nurse, is just throwing things out like, well, it could be this, and you could lose your legs, so you better find another doctor. While she's tied into a network of doctors worldwide, could have found somebody and said, hey, go see this doctor, you know? But, so I've been run ragged.
Yeah.
Dealing with my own health issues. Yeah, and my brother.
You have a PhD in it, dear.
Yeah.
You do.
Piled higher and deeper every time I turn around. Piled higher and deeper.
Well, it can change next year. It can definitely change next year. See, like I said, we need to focus on the things we can control. We can't control what other people say about us.
Right.
But we can control how we respond to it. you can either let it take you down to the depths of hell, or you can get above it. And that's, we need to get above it. We need to be show more class, not get on the same level and duel with them, you know. And
right.
In this world, Jesus said we'd have trouble. But to be of good cheer, it means don't let it get you down. Don't cave in. Don't give up. And you can get past all this year, 2018.
And that includes my
love
life.
You can't change anybody. You can't change, you know, how a person downgrades you or responds to you or does anything negative. But you can control how you respond to it, not let it take you down, and master it. And that's what you need to do, is hit that high power of those 11s. And you can do it in 2018.
Okay, well, that's real cool. And does it affect...
Good.
Does it affect everything, or does it affect just these health issues?
That's your own personal thing.
Okay.
What can affect is we can really get out of the... Okay, we've been hearing for, I don't know how many times, like I said, we get daily doses of fear instilled into us, not only in the weather, but in the news and everything else. You know, there's been these economists who've been predicting doom and gloom, and you know, protect your this, that, the other. You know, instilling suggestions of fear, or we can say that we believe every word that God proceeds out of the Word of God, and God wants us to prosper and be in health. Sickness and disease does not come from Him. Poverty doesn't come from Him. Poverty thinking and poverty mindsets are created because of generational curses. You know, it's all very individual. But yours, you know, you have. You got a PhD in the road School of Hard Knocks here.
Yeah, I agree there. So you see my romantic world changing and my the health issues changing, everything changing around me?
On you, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you have to master it, though. You know, you can't let your sister bother you.
I don't.
You have to trust God with your brothers. Give them to Jesus and don't take them back. You know,
right.
Be there for them, love them, pray for them. And, you know, you've got really good skills here you can tap into, spiritual skills. And sometimes when our physical life is very overwhelming, it's hard to do that.
Well, it's the first Christmas my brothers and I have been able to spend together since our mother died. And that was really nice.
Oh, that's good.
Right, it was really nice.
That's good.
My one brother, that afternoon, Christmas Day afternoon, I spent in the emergency room with my brother in the throes of congestive heart failure. And he's only 11 months older than I am. You know, it's not like he's
okay,
real
well,
old.
Okay, well, email me everybody's name, and I'll certainly keep the church praying for them. And, we have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of prayer warriors. I do.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you and I've prayed together, so.
Well, that's
you
what
know
I'm saying. I haven't had an opportunity to get to an internet connection to try to reach you or anything. I mean, I've been on the road so much. So,
yeah.
I will continue to do what I do and hope that, and know that God's got the situations handled. So.
It's in capable hands. You know, He's faithful. We're not always faithful, but He is
right.
Always faithful. He will never leave us nor forsake us, and He's perfect. We strive to be perfect, but as long as we're in this human suit, we're not going to be until, you know, God says, "What my grace is sufficient for you." Paul wailed at a sin that he had, a thorn in the flesh that he wanted, and God said, "My grace is sufficient for you." We can't do it by our own merit. We have to renew our minds, and it's almost like effortless. You'll see yourself. I have grown so much and changed, and I thought, you know, 42 years in the ministry, I've learned a lot more in the last few years than I learned 20 years ago.
Right.
So just be
agree,
blessed
yeah.
and accept it. Accept God wants to love you. Let Him show His love for you this year.
Okay, sweetie, you take care of yourself. Have a wonderful, blessed new year, and hug all the babies.
Okay, have a happy and healthy new year.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
I just asked you already. So I'd like to listen to what you are talking.
Okay, you were listening.
About.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
You were listening. God bless you. Thank you. Okay. All right. The last thing I want to talk about is those emotions that we need to leave. Again, is shame and guilt. Those separate us from spirit. And God says to come boldly before the throne. We are under the blood of Jesus, which gives us a covering forever. You know, it's past, present, and future sins. It doesn't give you a license to sin. But if you work on changing your thought life, since our thought life creates our world, we have to not tarry with those emotions. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 48, be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. That's our model, although we know we will never arrive at that until the return of Christ. We are a work in progress. You have to remember that the perfection in this life will occur at the rapture. That's when, but you can get better and better. And like I said, we're diamonds in the rough. You can get a high sheen. And our Christian life is to be lived in the light. It's not to be lived in the shadows. And if we say that we have fellowship with God, yet walk in darkness, we are lying to ourselves. And we're not practicing the truth. Now, deception is something that Jesus told us to look at. And as I said earlier, the world's full of it now. You know, the news is programming people into violence and so much untruth. We have to look at that and realize that it has to stop. And you can't stop something. You can't conquer what you can't confront. So if we walk in the light, we will walk in God's warmth and His power, and we will also have clarity in our minds because we have the mind of Christ, and we can always be washed by the water of His Word. That the Word is like a double-edged sword; it cuts away the darkness from us. And so I want to close today with saying, Father, we, your children, desire to walk in your light because you are light. Don't allow us to become comfortable in the shadows, but draw us into the light closer and closer to you, and let our light be a beacon for others who are coming out of darkness. We all have a ministry of reconciliation, and we share our light by praying for others, and that is worth more than money, folks, and God will bless you tremendously with things that money can't buy. We can have a very prosperous new year, and like I said, God is pleased when we take care of ourselves, so think healthy, be healthy, stay out of the shadows, and stay in the light. God bless you, and I'll let you know about the next radio show. I thank everyone that called in, and I thank everyone who's listening. And may you have a very blessed new year. Let it happen. Let it happen. God bless.